Long ago in the times of ancient Greece, a young girl called Lily longed for a sibling but never got one. "Please can I have a brother or sister?" she prayed to the gods by the temple, tears running down her cheeks. "Please listen to me," Lily hoped that they were listening when she muttered that. As the sun rose over Mount Olympus, Lily awoke, startled by a popping noise in her room. A beautiful young lady had appeared out of thin air. "Hello, my name is Faith. I am a goddess," she whispered to Lily. "You always wanted a brother or sister, didn't you?" "Yes, I always wanted someone to play with, especially when people come to have dinner. Well, your time has come for me to tell you something, something very important. You have a sister. Her name is Georgina, but we can call her Georgie," Faith declared. "Wow, this is amazing, but does anyone know where she is?" Lily questioned thoughtfully. "I was getting to that part. She is locked up somewhere in the eastern side of the jungle," Faith commented irritatingly. "Then let's go," Lily cried with impatience. "I cannot go with you, but I can give you the magical ring of light," Faith announced. A few minutes later, Lily found herself in the middle of the jungle. It had lush green ferns and birds flying all around, but most importantly, the bush she would find a Nosphor in. She saw a hollow tree trunk that Georgie could be hiding in. "Help," Lily shouted to anyone who could hear. This was when she had fallen down the trunk. Although no one heard her, there was already a pile of soft grass and flowers, so she had a soft landing. "A secret passage," she told herself as Lily walked down the passage. She came to a ladder leaned up against the wall. Above the opening, a body lay down inside a bush. Lily climbed up the wooden ladder to see if the lady was all right. She looked horrible, eyeballs stuck on the end of her horns, sticking out of her head, black angel wings and a jet black staff with an emerald green orb stuck in the middle. Lily stared in terror. The lady looked like she was half vampire. "I am the Nosphor. I can only be destroyed by light," Nosphor shouted loudly. As she said that, a lightning bolt flew from her staff and hit Lily on her chest. Lily screamed, fell, and felt like she was dying. Then Lily racked her brains. Aha, light. That is the only way the Nosphor could be defeated, and she had the ring of light. Lily aimed the ring at the Nosphor's heart and then pressed the ring. Light shot out and the Nosphor fell to dust. Where she had been standing, a tall girl stood. I'm free," the girl sang joyfully. "You must be Georgie," Lily shouted. "Yes, I am. You look like Lily." They skipped back together, singing songs and chatting. When they got back to the house, everyone came to greet them, and joy was restored to the family again by Daisy.